In this lesson, you will learn about the incident of the Cave of Hira. This lesson is part of Ariwa World Sira course. Visit ariwaworld.com for more detail. The prophet just turned 40. He began having dreams of what will happen the next day. He mentioned it to his wife Khadija. That anytime he had a dream, the exact thing happens the next day. The dream episodes lasted for about 6 months. The prophet had a tradition of secluding himself in the cave of Hira to contemplate about life. He will get food and water and stay the cave for a few nights. On his way to the cave, he noticed the rocks and stones began saying salam to him. Then one Saturday, in Ramadan, he saw a light and heard a sound but couldn't see anything there. On Monday in the month Ramadan, while he was in the cave, an angel came to him and said to him, "Read," and the prophet replied, "I don't know how to read." The angel squeezed the prophet so tightly that the prophet couldn't breathe properly. The angel squeezed the prophet again and said, "Read." The prophet replied, "I am not a reader." For the third time, the angel pressed the prophet and said, "Read." When the prophet replied, "I don't know how to read," then Angel Jibril began to recite the first verses of Surah Qalam.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
Then the angel left. The prophet took his belongings and ran back home to Khadija. His heart was palpitating. He said to her, "Cover me. Cover me." She covered him up and calmed him down. Then Khadija asked what happened. He told Khadija all that happened. He said, "I am scared for myself." She said, "No, Wallah, Allah will never allow harm to come to you. Because you re good to your family, you take the burden of other people, you give money to those in need, you take care of guests, you do all types of good." Khadija knows only one good, wise old person in Makkah, her uncle Waraka bin Nawfal. Khadija then took the prophet to Waraka. When they narrated the story to Waraka, he said, "This is the same angel that was sent to Musa. He said you will be a prophet, and how I wish I was a young man, so I can help you when your people ridicule you, persecute and expels you from Makkah." The prophet said, "They will expel me?" Waraka said, "Yes, never has any prophet been sent except his people expel him." After this incident, Waraka died, and the revelation ceased to come to the prophet for a few months. Then one day the prophet was walking towards the cave of Hira. He saw the same angel seating on the clouds. The prophet got scared and ran back to Khadija again. The angel then followed the prophet to the house and began the second revelation, reveal Surah Muddathir.
That's the end of this lesson. Don't forget to take the quiz as it is going to be used for your CA. Bye for now.